I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Russia and Ukraine were trading blows overnight. Ukraine ended up conducting strikes at four different locations inside of Russia. It appears at multiple of these locations that they're actually going after the oil reserves for some of Russia's military aircraft. Other locations, it looks like they were going after aircraft itself. Still waiting on a little bit more assessment to come out of Russia, some more pictures. We're going to need satellite images to confirm exactly what was hit. But I can tell you that at least two different locations over inside of Russia, it definitely looks like some oil reserves ended up getting smacked into. Now, simultaneously as all of that was going on, Russia ended up launching a very large strike across Ukraine. What you've got up here on your screen is all of the Russian drones for just one chunk of time over last night that were actually flying over at Ukraine. In addition to all of these drones that were flying at Ukraine, we also had several different cruise missiles that ended up going out there and striking. Right up over here outside of Rivne, there was a massive cruise missile strike that ended up slamming into an apartment complex, and it looks like there was multiple of them maybe that actually ended up hitting it. Over inside of Kiev, we have confirmed strikes over on some railroad tracks and several other locations over there. And other than that, these drones were just flying around, just harassing the crap out of Ukraine last night, smashing into numerous different locations all across Ukraine. But what we're going to do is we're going to go over and we're going to take a look at what was happening over inside Russia. And the first place that we're going to end up going to is going to be the Engels Air Base right down here, okay, all the way down in the southeast. It looks like this location for sure ended up getting slammed, all right, with a drone, and it was targeting some of their oil reserves. Check this out. That is one heck of a fire that's like currently raging, and it ended up getting struck last night, and it's still raging to this day. So they got a lot of freaking work to do in order to put this out. Now, Ukraine is smart. They're not just going after the aircraft. They're going after the actual logistical support to those aircraft. No oil in the aircraft can't fly. We're going to take you over and we're going to take a look at a couple more images that came out earlier this morning. You can see just kind of like the scale of the strike. There is a look at the actual location itself that ended up getting hit, and you can see lots. You can see dozens of these tanks that were actually set up. So God only knows how many actually got struck. This next location that I'm taking you guys to is the Diaghilev, I have no idea how to pronounce it, air base right up over here, just to the southeast of Moscow. This video has been taken from a distance, but it gives you an idea of how large that fire actually is. Here you can see just all of that smoke plume just storming up on the horizon over there. And what's really kind of odd to me about this strike in particular, along with all of the other ones, is it seems like Russia has a lot of like the social media that's locked down, but there wasn't enough lockdown to get rid of this video that I'm about to show you, which is captured like the moment that the strike actually hit what appears to be on a CCTV camera that ended up setting off all sorts of freaking car alarms and stuff like that over in a parking lot. Love that. You can just see all of the alarms going off. It's hilarious. Here's that same location that's on fire, just from a different perspective and a different angle. Check that out. Yeah, son, look at that sucker raging and burning. That's a heck of a lot of oil, man. Heck of a lot of oil. This is going to be the last video that I have for you guys coming out of there. It's just a first-person POV walking over towards the fire.
Короче, вот где горят сараи. Все в огне. Там явно много чего погорит. Машин пожарной службы вроде еще нету. Но хотелось бы их дождаться.
Sucks to be him. And I say that because a lot of these people that live around there probably work there. I bet that just smells delicious over in that area right now. A bunch of toxic smoke and everything else. This next video that I'm going to end up putting up on your screen is going to be coming out of this region right down here over in Tambov. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Tambov. Now, coming out of Tambov, this is said to be a location where Russia actually supplies its war machine with electronic components. Now, if interesting enough, you take a look at this drone, this is a much larger one. This definitely isn't one of those like tiny little ones launched out of the back of the truck. This definitely appears to be one of their longer range drones that they ended up launching. And yeah, let's just watch. But that is one of the only actual like flying drones that you can see out of all the videos that have emerged this morning. Now I'm going to take you guys up over here to Bryansk, all right, the Bryansk airfield. Now, the interesting part about this is it's being rumored that there was actually Ukrainian special operators that were on the ground, and they ended up releasing a couple images to prove the point that they were there. Only problem is this doesn't necessarily prove that they were really in Russia, but if it is confirmed that these guys were actually in Russia and launching these drones, that would be a massive embarrassment for the Ruskies. Now, over in Bryansk, they ended up targeting what appears to be a bunch of cruise missiles. Maybe not what appears to, well, what appears to be and what was rumored to be a bunch of Russian cruise missiles that were stacked up getting prepared for a strike. Now, hundreds of thousands of tons, I can't make that like term up, hundreds of thousands of tons of Russian cruise missiles have actually been destroyed by Ukraine in the last year. Right here, if you actually take a look at the shot, it's kind of hard to make out, but you can definitely see some of the fallout from that, some of the, how do I want to say this, secondary explosions that end up taking place, and you have the explosives that are like burning on their way down because they low ordered. That's what that is when you see that in a video, when you see those bright streams that almost look like flares falling away from it. Now, Kiev didn't sleep so good last night. They actually got targeted by a buttload of drones. Take a look at this image right here that I'm putting up on your screen. And this shows one of the waves that was heading up over into Kiev. And what it appears to be is that one of the main targets that they actually ended up going after was Ukrainian logistics as well. Now, Putin did come out and state that they might be opening up on Ukrainian infrastructure, stating that maybe they're going to be going after the electrical systems, things of that nature. But it looks like they're going after the logistics side of the house here with this rail station that ended up getting hit over outside of Kiev. And this image right here, you can actually see a fair amount of destruction that ended up taking place. Massive hole. It would appear as if they were aiming for this bridge. Now, if they would have hit this bridge, it would have been a bigger pain in the butt for Ukraine to be able to get in there and fix. But it looks like the impact actually went just off to the side. You've got, you know, construction workers that are out there in Ukraine is saying that they're going to have this sucker opened up by the end of the week. This next location that I ended up taking you guys to over inside of Ukraine is actually right up over here in the top left corner in Lutsk. Okay. Or Lutsk. I don't know how to properly pronounce it, but it is just to the northwest of Rivne. You can see it right up over here on the very edge of the map. That's where we're going to be going to next. We ended up having multiple Russian cruise missiles that ended up striking into a residential complex. Looks like a massive apartment complex. And these cruise missiles came burning in. As a matter of fact, they were captured in flight on their way over there. And that is the video that I'm bringing to you right now. Now, there you can see multiple Russian cruise missiles that are burning in over to that town that I just told you guys about. And the videos actually do show it coming in and firing off what appears to be flares prior to reaching the actual objective itself, so that they can, I don't know, be protected from aerial defense systems and things of that nature. So that's what you're looking at right now is these Russian cruise missiles going in, KH-101s, I believe they were, that are firing off their flares on their way to their objective, which unfortunately was a civilian apartment complex. Now, those cruise missiles were actually captured just prior to striking the apartment complex as they came burning in.
Сука.
There you can clearly see the building that I'm about to show you guys here in just a second, right here towards the end, when this cloud starts to clear a little bit. You can see that apartment complex right over here, just on the downside of the stem of that little mushroom cloud that ended up forming off of it. So that is exactly what you're going to be looking at. Now, it definitely looks like the building itself got struck in a different by a different cruise missile. And it also looks like the surrounding area got struck as well. I'm not really quite sure what military significance this apartment complex held for Russia, but it appears that it was just enough for them to go ahead and strike it anyways. I'm sure we can just add that one apartment complex to the list of freaking war crimes that Russia has committed. Those are precision-guided cruise missiles. There's no excuse for them to have actually hit that sucker. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel and please consider becoming a true supporter. It is less than the cost of a cup of coffee every single month. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,